I'm Frank Vaughn. It is February 22nd, 2025, and before we get into the extremely important subject matter of this video, we got to take a brief minute and examine the toilet paper crisis. I'm seeing lots of people on X revisiting 2020 and 2021, saying that we import 97% of our toilet paper from the United States, and what are we going to do if they cut off the supply of toilet paper, or if the Trudeau Singh government decides to tariff toilet paper and make it unaffordable for Canadians. I got good news. I'm going to provide you with some relief. It's actually only about 70 to 80%. It's only 4 out of every 5 packs of toilet paper that you see on your store shelves come from the United States. So if we get into a situation, we can just switch to bidets, but then again, we don't make bidets either. We don't make anything in Canada anymore. We're kind of defenseless that way. We've sold the entire country out. But speaking of defecation, I had a brief encounter last night with the young Matt Slepinski. He says, I feel if you're going to be a political commentator, you need to at least have some understanding of the political process. Ruby was not a serious candidate. When Carney becomes Liberal Party leader, he won't be a socialist dictator. We'll have the chance to vote him out soon enough. So confident is Matt. I want to remind everybody that Matt thought you should be rounded up and put in forced labor camps for not taking the medical experiment. That has aged very badly, but he does introduce our subject matter, which is yet another candidate in the Liberal Party being thrown out. Matt thinks they weren't serious candidates. Speaking of Chandra Arya, who raised $300,000 from people who supported him and gave it to the Liberal Party, and it's non-refundable, they just get to keep it, turfed out on spurious foreign interference claims. And we just had a foreign interference commission in this country that declined to name how many officials in our government are compromised. It's massive. The entire country's compromised. The CCP has taken over Canada for its own interests. We run criminal cartel gangs. We have a huge export market when it comes to manufactured drugs that are made right here in Canada. Raw ingredients come in through our ports. Only 1% of containers are examined. None of the rail traffic is examined. We make this stuff. We export 83%. Of the methamphetamine that's consumed in Australia comes from Canada. Official public documents. I've put it in my videos. Australia, for those of you who don't know, is on the other side of the planet. And Canada is supplying them with their drugs. But young Matt, who thinks you should be in an internment camp for not taking a medical experiment, also believes that we don't have an export market in drugs. I've shown you. And even though he has 52,000 followers, it was remarkably easy to ratio the guy. Maybe that's why. Briefly, before we get into the very real threat of a socialist dictatorship here in Canada, that is not hyperbole, and I'm going to tell you why. Over 500 COVID studies retracted for unreliable information. Yale researchers find COVID spike protein in the blood 709 days after vaccination, positing millions of long COVID patients may actually be vaccine injured, which is why Trump may be about to ban mRNA vaccines pending further testing and further refinement of the science, which there might be some benefit there. I'm not an expert. I'm not in a position to say. But when you rush a brand new medical therapy to the market, you rebrand it as a vaccine, and then you hand the medical community complete and total immunity from liability for the damage that they cause, this is what you get in the postscript. Remember the mats of the world and how they misled you either through ignorance or malice. I don't know which, but you might want to consider which influencers you're listening to. Now, we need to examine the booting of Ruby Dalla to understand how we are going to end up in a socialist dictatorship. For my American audience, this is going to seem a very foreign concept to you because you have a better system than we do. At the moment, we have a dysfunctional government. It has been sent home. It's not doing anything. And Justin Trudeau, in spite of resigning, is still our prime minister and still being propped up by the so-called opposition. Now, this political party is being allowed to do a leadership vote, a so-called vote. It's not a vote. It's an installation of globalist and WEF man Mark Carney. He is the chosen one. He is the one that they want. But they've had some stiff competition from Ruby, if you look at these numbers. The Liberals made a huge strategic error because they are a party built on virtue signaling. They don't exactly think of long-term consequences. And that error was they opened their party up to anybody above the age of 14, anybody, and they made registration free. So if you registered by a certain date, anybody could vote for leader of the party. So as long as you weren't politically affiliated, and most people are not, you could join up and you could basically take over the party if you wanted to. They created this opportunity. Hundreds of thousands of Canadians took this opportunity and are still taking this opportunity to vote against anybody but Mark Carney. And some very real candidates emerged in that process, Ruby being one of them, and a guy named Chandra Arya being the other one. They're very serious, very real contenders, and they've thrown a monkey wrench in the Liberal installation plan because, again, they don't think long term, so they screwed themselves. Now they have to rig the election because there's too many people involved, and this is how they're going to do it, by throwing out Ruby Dalla. Now, Ruby, the announcement that she was kicked out came out at 5 o'clock Friday, 5 o'clock Eastern Time Friday. And you know, anytime action happens by government, anytime news breaks late in the day Friday, it's because they don't want the media to pick it up and they want the Canadian public to just sleep their way through it. Ruby found out that she was booted by reading the CBC article, which I think is so indicative that CBC, which is funded to the tune of $1 billion by the taxpayer, is just an arm of the Liberal Party of Canada. They knew she was booted before she knew she was booted. Now, just a reminder, when you see the X's above my head, you should also see $300,000 on each X as a minimum that the Liberal Party gets to keep from you, the people who supported their campaigns. They just get to keep all the money as they unceremoniously kicked out the only minorities running in the Liberal leadership election. Now, isn't that funny? I covered yesterday how white people have all of a sudden come back into political advertising and how white people have come back into commercial advertising as if they flipped a switch. You're supposed to dress yourself up in the flag and you're being reminded that it's okay to be white by the very people who have been demonizing both this entire time. But I digress. We now have Carney, we have Freeland, we have Gould, and there's this other guy, Frank Bayless. He's running. I don't know why he's not in this meme. It doesn't really matter. I think all the people that would have supported Arya, all the people that would have supported Ruby, are now going to move to Bayless, and they're going to have to find a way to kick him out too, because they have to have Carney. If not Carney, Freeland, because Freeland is controllable. Freeland has a drug problem. I don't think Carney shares the same drug problem that Freeland has. Both individuals are fine. They want Carney, though, because he's actually a leader. He's actually the Grim Reaper. He's not sent here to represent. He is sent here to implement the agenda. And when I say sent, I mean it. This man has been living outside of Canada for years now. He identifies as European in multiple interviews. He ran the Bank of England, delivered the British Isles into perdition. Liz Truss, you former UK Prime Minister, warned us that if we make him Prime Minister of Canada, he's going to be a disaster for us. His resume is one of destruction, and I note that he is campaigning on signing a series of emergencies act on climate change, on housing, and on the trade war, most importantly with Donald Trump. The trade war that Canada, instead of fixing its border, instead of fixing our crime problem, instead of actually negotiating and understanding, whether it's Trudeau, Singh, or Poilievre, they all seem to want to conduct this battle with Trump. And make it clear, I need to make it clear, I need to make it understood, that when Canada talks about a trade war, when they talk about tariffing American goods, that's where it's going to hurt you. Canadian tariffs, the Canadian government's response is where the max pain is going to happen to your pocketbook, because it will be food that you eat. In February, where do you think your food comes from? It will be on the toilet paper that we talked about to open this video. It will make that more expensive for you. It's the Canadian response, not Donald Trump, that will cause you max pain. And the Emergencies Act. You need to understand that the Emergencies Act suspends the charter. It creates a totalitarian government. That's what it does whenever it's invoked. That's why it's unpopular. And then after they do whatever it is they're going to do, sure, there's a process to work it out in court to see if it's justified. They figured out that when Trudeau stomped all over the Freedom Convoy and buried our flag in the snow, they figured out after the fact that he didn't have sufficient reason to do that. Who faced penalties? Nobody. He's still prime minister, even after resigning. So we have a process to re-examine the usage of the act, but that process just whitewashes it, even when it finds complicity and guilt in the government. Canada is not a real country when this is what you can do. Now, there is some question as to whether or not Mark Carney even qualifies, considering he hasn't even been here in Canada, according to the Liberals' internal rules. But they use things like the individual ordinarily resides in Canada to give themselves an out. So I think the odds are that Mark Carney will be the unelected, unsitting prime minister of this country. But there's also a scenario where Trudeau stays in office, even though he resigned. I remember everybody celebrating the resignation. All he did was promise to resign later. If they can't fix the mess that they've created of the Liberal Party, if they can't fix the race and get somebody friendly to their interests, they might just can the whole thing in the name of national unity. And how would they justify this? Let me explain. I'm a big believer in planning, I'm a big believer in odds, and I'm a big believer in scenarios. And the odds of different scenarios coming to fruition change over time. The odds-on favorite that I'm seeing at this point is that Mark Carney becomes leader of the Liberal Party. Jagmeet Singh supports him staying in as prime minister, and they boot the election out down the road somewhere. They can go all the way out to 26, but they don't have to go out to 26 right away. They can just boot it out until the fall, and then they can figure out how to adjust things on the way. What's going to happen is the 30-day reprieve that Trump gave Canada is a time where the Liberals have been preparing a plan for how to destroy this country. So when the 30-day reprieve is finally over and Trump imposes tariffs because we can't make good on our promises, they will have that is their primary way that they will blame Trump for the crisis that they are then going to create in their reciprocal responses. It's going to be a game of ratcheting up tension with the United States, which is going to unleash a wave of suffering in Canada, and they're counting on you blaming the orange man for that suffering. That will be how Jagmeet Singh, in late March, is able to go back on his word to trigger an election as soon as possible and support the government, because in a time of national unity, we cannot risk Pierre Poilievre, who, this is what they'll be saying, who is lying. He's not being straightforward. He's actually not on Team Canada. He doesn't actually want to impose Trump, because this entire time they've been saying that Poilievre and Trump are intertwined. And so they'll say that Poilievre is fake and we have to protect the Canadian interests, and they'll say, we have a mandate anyway, we had an election in 21, and we can legally govern until 2026 anyway. The script writes itself. So there's a very real scenario, and I would call it the odds-on favorite. Again, could be wrong. It's odds. It's like a dice roll. My odds-on favorite prediction right now is we don't have an election in the spring, that they will stay on, that in the midst of this crisis, this trade war with America, this threat to our sovereignty, as if we haven't been sold out, we haven't been sovereign for a long time. Not only the nation, and when I say the nation, I mean the political structure that's gathered together under the flag, but also the people and the land, which I would argue composes the real core of what Canada is, they haven't been sovereign either. Our leaders rule over us with dictatorial power and no accountability to you. You have no right of recall. You have no right to an elected Senate. The country is so backwards compared to the United States. People fear giving away the politics of this nation and adopting a new system. They don't understand how powerful statehood actually would be for Canada or our regions. If the Americans were smart enough to create four states out of Canada, as I proposed, we would become a much more powerful and sovereign people as a result. I note the Commonwealth of Virginia, and maybe I need to get into that next. I have to keep this one short so that the attention span of the public is capable of actually consuming this video. Virginia has their own constitution. They're a commonwealth, and they're built into the United States. There isn't a single serious secessionist movement of the 50 states. It's like herding cats. Every single state is different. And somehow, the United States, this magical thing that comes out of the Constitution, is able to hold all the states together voluntarily. Even though California is juxtaposed to Florida, even though Utah is completely different from New York, they all want to stay in. And the reason they want to stay in is they're sovereign and the people have more power. But I digress. The socialist dictatorship of Canada, that is what it would be. Whether it's Mark Carney or they have to pull Mark Carney and Trudeau stays in. Or what I think could also happen is that in the face of a crisis, the other contenders for leadership, sometime in March, all announce that they're pulling out and supporting Mark Carney in the name of national unity because we're facing a crisis that they're creating, not Donald Trump, that they're creating. They'll try and sell it to you somehow. Then we have the Emergencies Act. Once that's done, and this isn't some conspiracy theory, Mark is campaigning all around the country telling you that there's nothing but pain ahead, and he's going to use the Emergencies Act to deal with the pain. That's the only lie. He's actually going to create the pain through the Emergencies Act. His mission is to sacrifice the Canadian citizens and their livelihoods and their well-being to slow the Americans down, because the Americans are actually making big change. They're kicking out the globalists. They're kicking out this class that's been destroying their country. We should be celebrating it. They're finding fraud and they're doing honest work. And instead, we're demonizing it and we're allowing our leaders to lead us around like sheep. But the point is, there is no guarantee that you get an election. I think Polyev has made a vast strategic error in the last weeks. He thinks he's got to win an election in the spring. And that is what he's basing his decisions on. But for whatever reason, his advisors and Polyev, who's a very smart man, have lost the script. If they look like they're strong in the polls, specifically, if the NDP has cratered to 9% support, anything below 12, they're wiped out of parliament, they don't have a seat, Jagmeet Singh loses his own riding. If that happens, what incentive do they have to call an election? They'll come up with some story, some narrative, these people who have been lying to you. How many times has Singh promised an election and backed off his word? How many red lines have the Liberals crossed? And Jagmeet does nothing. We're still in that boat. Trudeau didn't resign. We still have the same government. They're still entitled to govern until 26. And if they successfully install Carney, there's nothing in the Constitution that guarantees you an election. We can appoint our prime ministers. We don't elect prime ministers. We elect MPs. They appoint prime ministers. The whole cabinet, folks, can come from outside of parliament. Did you know that? You can bring business leaders in. You could bring the whole WEF in. There's nothing we can do about it because our Constitution sucks. The Federation sucks. I said in a tweet today, the Western leaders, Premier Moe and Premier Smith, need to get with the program. They need to understand Alberta and Saskatchewan prosper in spite of Ottawa. We've been fighting them for decades, for 100 years. We've carved our survival out of this wilderness against Ottawa. And the whole time, across the border in the United States, the Americans are always ready to buy our goods. They're ready with capital to do business with us. They butter our bread, not Ottawa. The Americans, they're not the enemy. And now we stand on the precipice of this socialist dictatorship. And they're going to sell it to you. They're going to say it's not. They're going to say it's a legal process and all these other things. But you have to, by their fruit, you will know them. By the fruit of the tree, you're going to see the totalitarian power that they will take to conduct this battle with the Americans. Now, I'm happy to be wrong. There is still a good chance that we get that election. It's a possibility, but it's not my odds-on favorite outcome. And if this is where we're going, you need to be prepared. That's my whole objective with this channel, is to arm you with the facts and reality and cut through all the noise, because everybody's playing politics and everybody is selectively fact editing. Nobody's just telling you what's actually going on. That's my job. And I think that's why we have such incredible engagement. In spite of the fact that between YouTube and Twitter, we've only got 42,000 people. You people are so active. You promote the channel. You share the videos. You like, you comment. It's getting to a point where I can't keep up with you. It's like a full-time job. It's beyond a full-time job. I don't have enough hours in the day to answer every single comment. But I do try, because you make this valuable. You are the people who make this work worthwhile. Without you, I'm nothing. I'm just some long-haired guy with a camera. But you perceive the truth in what I'm saying and what I'm trying to tell you, and I try to arm you with warnings, and that's what I've been doing for years, doing this work. Back through COVID, back through Trump in 2016, when it was hard. It was even harder back then to be a Canadian who saw Donald Trump for what he was trying to do. Well, now he's delivering on those 2016 promises. It's been a long 10 years, but we're finally here, and Canada has an opportunity to do something great. The people never go away. The land never goes away. Your history never goes away. If you leave your government behind, if you leave your system behind and adopt a better one, you don't lose anything. You only gain. Open your eyes. I'm Frank Vaughn. I'll see you in the next one. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.